On entitlement changes, one argument runs that raising the age of Medicare eligibility doesn't save actually a whole lot because it just shifts the age of transfer from one government program to another, from Obamacare to Medicare. Your view?
I think the biggest driver of healthcare dollars, among many things, personal decisions people are making, but also people are disconnected from the true cost of care. So whether it's government run healthcare in the private sector with Medicare, whether it's Medicare for seniors, which of course seniors aren't paying for, so there's a disconnect between how much it's costing and how much healthcare they're consuming. And then if you work for a company, 80% of people in the private sector who have health insurance get it from their employer, and that employer ultimately is the one making the decision then what you're going to have. And that's why Humana, Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, we have five major consumers of healthcare in the private sector. And those companies then have no incentive, or you as an individual have no incentive to limit the consumption of healthcare. So the solution, I think, is moving it more towards a consumer-driven healthcare model where even with Medicare, there is some incentive for you as a senior to use less medicine, to use less drugs, to use less procedures. The fact of the matter is if you have some skin in the game, some copay, some economic driver, you tend to use less healthcare.
How much does means testing Medicare really affect the equation of sustainability?
Well, I think means testing. I think Medicare should be the cost of Medicare should be borne greater by those with higher incomes. So, usually when we're talking about means testing, it's with Social Security. It's based on assets and it's based on wealth. Medicare, the bill that the House passed, the Paul Ryan proposal on Medicare, really was a sliding scale so that wealthier people who make more income would pay more for their Medicare. Right now, the average American citizen will pay in about $55,000 interest adjusted in Medicare costs and Medicare taxes. That same senior on the average in America will get about $150,000 in Medicare benefit through their life. So there's about a $95,000 unfunded liability. I believe that wealthier people should pay a larger percentage of that unfunded liability because, quite frankly, if not those who can't afford, then who should make that up other than their children and grandchildren?
But what portion of the need to fix things is fixed by that particular part of the solution?
Well, there's not really a
not a good way to frame it.
Yeah, one thing alone does not solve the problem. So a major component of having people pay more for their Medicare is that people not only does it limit the liability for the federal government, but it also then incentivizes individuals to use less. So you're not going to be as apt to take everything the doctor suggests because you're going to ask a question because it will affect how much you're paying in.
Okay. Democrats argue that Social Security is not as pressing an issue for today, that it can be fixed with relatively minor adjustments over the next decade and really deserves to be a separate consideration from the current talks. What's your view of its urgency?
Well, don't ask me. Ask the nonpartisan trustees of Social Security who have basically said that in 2030, the Social Security Trust Fund is completely depleted, and there will be an immediate 20% cut to current beneficiaries on Social Security in that decade. That's the current law of the land. So if we do nothing based on current assets in the trust fund, by 2030, 2032, thereabouts, the trust fund is depleted, 20% cut to current Social Security beneficiaries. That's not too far away. That's less than 20 years from now. And I think people who are getting close to retirement deserve more certainty than that. Is it a catastrophe? No. Can it be fixed rather easily? Yes. A minor increase in the age over a long period of time and also a minor increase in the income taxability. Right now it's capped at about $113,000 of your income you pay Social Security tax on. If we were to increase that to $115,000, $120,000, something of that sort, it makes up for the unfunded liability very quickly and becomes solvent.
How much do all these changes really impact present-day economic activity, though? If people see these changes and say, okay, I'm not going to have this available to me to spend now, or alternatively, I need to save more because I'll have to pay more later, that's money that's not going into the economy now. Is that a real concern, or just a side effect?
Well, no, it's actually the best of both worlds, because we actually get the benefit of making the changes to the economic psyche of the country. People feel more better about our country because we've made these responsible decisions. And to the degree people are saving more, it's not going into a shoebox. If they're saving more, it's going into a 401k, it's going into the stock market, it's going into some kind of investment vehicle, and that helps the economic growth of the country as well.